What's your traffic pet peeve? You can tweet at PetchNamey or 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, you're 97.7. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Chaz.
Chaz, what's going on, man?
Hey, we've all experienced this one. I call it the waiter.
The waiter?
On the side of the room, waiting to merge in. You're like, he's going to go, he's going to go. Oh, he's not going to go, he's not going to go. And he pulls out right in front of you. Makes you almost come to a dead stop.
Yeah.
Takes off like a bullet.
There's a weird merge thing here. There was all this traffic, all this construction in the early summer, late spring on Route 1. Mm-hmm. And it said to you, right lane ends a mile up the road. So people start merging right there. I'm like, you still have a mile to go.
Yeah.
You're all sitting in traffic. And then because I continue to stay in the right lane as long as it's open, then people are like, look at this jerk. She didn't merge. Why am I sitting in a mile worth of traffic?
I'm not going to get behind you guys when it's clear and I can just cut in at the last second.
But they're the people, if they're going Route 1 northbound, they're the people who may be turning left by the grottos in Milford, but they get in the outside lane at the Rookery in Milton because they know they've got to turn off in a few miles.
But if you're not turn off, just speed.
Do you get road rage?
Yes.
Give us an example of something that you yell when you're hyped up.
When I'm behind the guy who's holding up the other 30 cars behind me in the fast lane, I can't lie. I'll turn my headlights on. I'll turn my high beams on.
You
can't say on the radio what I yell.
Do you start? I'm like, when I get mad, I start critiquing everything. I'm like, look at you and your stupid Lexus. Like, I'll cut down every car.
You need new tires anyway.
Chad, where are you calling from, man?
Milford.
All right, thank you for checking in. Have a good one.
Take it easy.
All right, Snapchat Rob hit me up. He said, I hate when you're trying to get into a lane or pull out an intersection and the idiot behind you speeds up to spite you. That's what Petch does. Petch is that person.
He's that guy.
He is. Yes, you do. You have a completely set, everything you hate that somebody does to you, you do to somebody.
Really?
Yes.
And then you try to one-up them is what you do.
Okay.
So
I'm not self-aware about that at all.
I'm just in the zone.
You will ride to my like, come on. I'm like, there's a line of cars in front of them. Like, come on, I have things to do. I gotta play, everybody's going slow. Look at this jerk. And then they'll be patched all lackadaisical on the left lane.
That's why none of us can get what's that little like progressive thing that you plug into your car or whatever? I would lose it like on the first turn.
Hype and I went to an Orioles game in the summer and there was one point he's like, you can breathe. I'm like, I don't think I can.
And then she tries to critique my driving. Amy, did you die? No, you're here to tell the story. I am one of the best drivers you have ever ridden with. She's reaching for anything she can grab. Like, you know what I mean? Like, doorknobs, a little thing that holds the hangers. She had her foot on a dashboard. She didn't know what to do.
And you see the imaginary brake foot going as well.
She had 2 feet.
He's in the shoulder, and I'm like, I get that you pay taxes for this part of the road, but no, you're not supposed to be on it.
Hey, man, if there's two people going the same speed, that automatically becomes a third lane. Like, but I'll be good about it. I'll actually put my signal on and let you know I'm doing something illegal.
You're doing the third lane. Hazards on is what you need. All right, what is your driving pet peeve? You can tweet at PetchNamey424-1234 to be part of the show.